another milestone.
Oh, hell
You
yeah.
know,
About to celebrate one.
have you heard it yet or
Oh,
no?
of course. Of course I have. I heard it last night.
I'm here for it, bro. I'm excited, bro. Thank you for tapping in first and foremost. I know I'm doing something right whenever, you reach out and when we link up. I know I'm doing something right. I know I'm off to a, I know I'm doing something right.
Oh
Put it
yeah,
like
but
that.
it's always when we get into this intro and then we're talking to this milestone. So you're welcome back from the desk. Well, yo, if you've been tuned into the show, man, right here, this gentleman right here, and we've been documenting him since the very first installment of this one, man. This guy has been a monumental guest, man. And the best part about it is we got to see him through every installment. So without
There
further
you go.
introduction, man, yo, this guy is hailing from Baltimore, man. And if you haven't heard of this gentleman, I don't know what the hell you've been smoking. I don't know what y'all been sleeping on. But yo, with this album right here, if you're like, yo, I just got tuned into JRL, yo, you got some catching up to. It's like Return of the Jedi. He's coming back with his ultimate trilogy with this one, man. And this installment to close it off, one hell of a goddamn installment. Yo, without further introduction, man, I got the one and only. He's about to earn this title right now. One of the legendary ones in hip hop, my guy.
Oh, sure. Yeah. J. Royale, man. East Baltimore. I'm definitely in the building. Everybody that's tuning in, everybody that's supporting, and everybody that knows what's going on. Yo, peace and blessings. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing to be here. I was just telling my man, yo, whenever we connect, it's a blessing. I mean, I'm doing something right.
Yes,
So
sir.
shit,
Yes, sir.
here we go.
So, yo, we recorded literally day of the goddamn album release on this one right here, man. So, yo, this one another monumental. So, yo, we're gonna talk about, yo, how you been feeling about the reception, man. And I'll tell you what I've been seeing out there.
To be honest, I feel great. I feel great that I can put the energy out there. You know, it's been so long that I've been on, that I've been chipping away at this motherfucking, I can cuss, yeah.
Oh yeah, of
So,
course. Yeah, you can say whatever the hell you want.
So yo, it's been so long that I've been chipping away at this opus, and just trying to wrap things together and just put it out there the right way, and just putting that energy out there, and it's like, yo, it's the third chapter. People been waiting for it. I've been anxious to get it into people's hands, and yo, we gonna drop that shit like a rapper should. You know what I'm saying? So, right as of right now, we're gonna do the physical runs, and then the vinyls, and then the DSPs. But if you're a J Royale fan, it's just like, yeah, yo, where to tap in. So yeah, I feel great about it. I feel great that it's our third time around. So I know what the haters wanted. I know what the motherfuckers just supporters wanted. I know what the hip hop heads wanted. And I know what I wanted to give the people, so I hope everybody's satisfied. You know what I mean? So put it like that.
No, I swear, with every album, man, you just get better and better. Cause like, yo, every
So
installment releases
stop it,
movie,
so.
like Criminal Disclosure, like the intro, man. So let's talk about the intro, man, and what it like. Did the intro inspire like the title Criminal Disclosure? Like, I want to know what inspired Criminal Disclosure for the third installment.
All right, so let me correct you. It's Criminal Discourse.
Oh,
It's
okay,
Criminal
my
Discourse.
bad.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. Because
Bad.
all right, discourse is conversation. So you know what I'm saying? It's Criminal Discourse. And what we wanted to tap into was the evolution of the trap phone, so to speak. So it's just like, the importance of, the pay phone, the jail phone, the cell phone, and just the phone shit, what not to say over the phones. We get
Straight
into the
about.
money. Yeah, yo, all of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yo, being this dog from the home of the wire, we just wanted to, it's street communication, street telecommunication. So, we call it Criminal Discourse because when you're a criminal and you're communicating and you hitting off the cell phone or you hitting off the jack, they hip to that too. So it's just like we wanted to tap into that and just give insight on what we know as far as the the burner of the phone, the hot phone, being a hot boy on the phone, shit like that. So you know what I'm saying? It was just a different perspective that I knew a lot of a lot of other niggas weren't tapping into. So we wanted to build off that.
So were you like rewatching like The Wire one day, and that scene where Strinner goes up to Prue, he's like, "Get the fuck off this phone right here," and he's like, "It was my girl right there, man." Like.
Well, like, yo, let me be clear. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I ain't had to watch The Wire. The Wire watched us. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's say that one back,
you
sir.
know what I'm saying? Yeah, we the
Facts.
reason that The Wire is, yeah, The Wire watched us before it was The Wire. So, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, okay, I just the concept of everything and, the dedication to, the real Lil Melvin and the real, what I'm saying, Bodie, all the niggas, they come from these streets. So it's just like I felt like it was important to tap into the telecommunications of the streets. So it's just another chapter of the story, the third and final chapter of the story. So yeah, the intro is just opens up. And it's like we can take it to the art. You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's a kid in front of a phone. We don't know who's on the other end of that phone. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yo, it's a lot of shit that could be on the other end of that phone. And you know what I'm saying? We just wanted to create a story as to letting the mind wonder who is on the other end of that phone. Is it the streets? Is it an inmate or shit like that? So yeah, the intro just opens up the whole world of. Okay, this is what we're doing.
So like even like with like the calm now too. So like did it take some time like to actually put together this track list now too? Because like once you listen to it like three or four times, it's like, yo man, this is like I don't know how much times you have to like rework songs back and forth, because like you go from the intro to the comments, like, yo man, like who's responsible for that? Is that you?
That me, my team. I got me. I got Sosh. I got Beneath the Underground. I got fucking Trevor Lang. I got fucking Ogun. The Be More Hero. And we put together. We try to put together graphic novels. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that it definitely took a long time. It took 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Because when you say the word payphone. And you create skits out of the payphone thing. Nobody says payphone. The payphone is a visual. You know what I'm saying? So if you really let that sink in, because the payphone is a visual. So to create skits and to create a whole graphic novel surrounded by the payphone. It's like, yo, we had to pull a lot of strings, and we had to really, we really had to pay attention to all of the nooks and crannies, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yo, we really had to use a fine tooth comb and real fine magnifying glasses and make sure that we're telling the story the way that we wanted to be told, and we wanted to unfold a certain way. So, yeah, man, it was Yeah, it took a little while, but here we are.
Because like what I like about your albums now too is like these are the best sequence albums that I've heard since Only Built for Cuban Links. Like, yo, I don't know what it is about. Like, yo, but yo, Raekwon, my bad. Yo, my bad beat you for the third one though. But yo, we understand. But yo, but
Shout
with
out to
the albums now
Raekwon, man.
too, they take me back to that essence where it's not just a bunch of songs put together. It's like this was like really thought out in a like really intelligent mind space now too that we don't get nowadays. We don't get nowadays. And if we do, it's rare.
And I want to be one of those rarities. You know what I'm saying? I want to be mentioned when it comes to shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like I know what I adore when I listen to my hip hop, and it's just like I want a nigga like Jay Royale that doesn't have a platform or co-signing. I want him to feel the same way that I feel about hip hop when I listen to it. So I want that nigga to be like, damn, yo, I can put together my own shit and it come off if I do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I know what I'm inspired by, but how am I going to flip it and twist it how I want to the way niggas feel me and respect me for doing it my way? You know, so it's like, yeah, man, yeah, it got to happen that way. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, we put it together, and you know, yeah, bro, a lot of round table meetings, a lot of thought goes into it. I'll say this: a lot of the shit that didn't get put on the album is fire. So it's like, you know what I mean?
I can only
We
imagine.
still got, yeah, we got shit that we yanked. That, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, what are we gonna do with this now? You know, we got hidden tracks. We got hidden tracks, bro. We got a whole lot of fucking material that it took that got, you know, we trimmed the fat, but still it's just like, yo, this is a 45 minute. It's like, I think it's a 50, it's like 48 minutes worth of material. But you know, it's real potent material. You
Like
know what I'm
every other
saying?
one.
I mean, you know, you I'm gonna let you be the judge. You know what I'm
No,
saying? It's
this one, because, like,
it's
I was getting prepared.
my
I was getting hyped up for this one. I was like, yo, the first two, I was like, yo, okay, we're going to listen to this third one, yo. We're going to see how far he came now, too. But not only did you evolution with, like, the guest spots through each one, yo, it's like, yo, each one, you just got more legendary with this one. Because, like, yo, fucking Cool G goddamn rap, like Jesus. So yeah, before we get into this guy right now, like I said before, I don't think we got this in the intro, but if his first album was compared to A New Hope, that's called The Ivory Stoop. If you're on Tapped In, it's on the screen. Then the second installment was the Baltimore Housing Project, what I like to refer to as Empire Strikes Back. And this criminal, this chorus, man, this is the return of the goddamn Jedi right here. Not only did
I
he
like that.
Stars out. He brought Cool G Rap, the return of Willie the Kid, Saigon, Havoc, AZ, and Styles P with DJ Eclipse, DJ Grasshopper, and longtime collaborator Ray Sosa. Yo, Ray Sosa, yo, you ought to run up this one right here.
Love my nigga, man. That nigga's gonna be something. Hey, yo, let me correct you. Hold up, yo. Not the return of Willie the Kid. Willie ain't never go nowhere, man. That's my brother.
Okay,
That's my
my bad.
brother. Yeah, yo, he man, that yo, he's doing $1 million investments on that side of town, bro. Respect that guy, man. For real, yo, hey, man. The fuck, he's doing more than rap. It's deeper than rap.
Well, yeah, no, of
Know
course, of
that,
course.
yeah.
No,
Shout out to
not the
Willie
return. No,
the Kid, man.
not the return of him rapping. The return, because I noticed with the guest spots on your album now too, once you have like a certain legend on there now too, they'd be like, okay, that was the scene for that one. But with Willie the Kid, he was on the second installment of
Oh, okay, I get it. Okay,
We got a Willie bit after there, my bad.
yeah. I don't want my nigga to hear that shit and feel the way, you know what I'm saying? But
Oh yeah, of course.
no, Willie return, yeah, man, yeah, the return of Willie. You know, because he was on the last album, and yo, between albums, I got to chill and build with my man, and you know, it just came together so well. So, you know, he's one of those. He's one of those guys, man. You know what I'm saying? How could you deny your Willie the Kid? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Like,
boy, yo,
come
yeah.
on,
Give me something else.
TCP. It's TCP, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, yo, we had to bring my man back, and not for nothing, you know, he definitely did his thing, man. That nigga ain't slacking at all, man.
Oh,
That
hell
nigga's,
no, you only get better.
oh man, he's in great shape. He's sharp. His jab works, man. You know what I'm saying? His jab is working. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, yo, he's looking good, man. He's making weight in all categories. Shout out to Willie.
Shout out to Willie, man. Yo, you
Yeah,
always get
man.
better with time. Yo, the track is called The Alleged, y'all. If y'all want to know what we're talking about right there.
Yeah, I plant clouds inside phone booths.
So, like, even with this one now, too, like, the first single, man, like you did not slag with this first single. You brought the legend who influenced legend, your favorite rapper, Cool G Rap, man. Like, holy
Yo,
hell.
shout out to G-Rap. Shout out to G-Rap, man. The stories I got with G-Rap was just, bro, like, yo, I can't stress it enough. This third album is us. It was me sitting down with my team, and like imagine a couple of drinks being tossed around, and niggas just saying what we can't do, what people don't expect us to do, or what the naysayers would say, nah, yeah, I can't do that. And we laughed it off and said, nah, nigga, let's do it. And we did it. You know what I'm saying? As far as, really taking it there in hip hop, because it's like, I know the school and the category that I'm supposed to be in. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, nah, yo, what if we was to try out for the varsity team? And what if we was to make that varsity team? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's try it. It's our money. It's our fucking skill. It's our shit. Let's do it. Let's do it our way. And we laughed a little bit and we said, yo, let's go ahead and do that shit. So we went on ahead and did it. And that's why it took so long, because we did the unexpected. We did whatever the fuck we wanted to do. And it happened. It came out nice.
So like even like with this first single, like you kind of just threw that out there without a video now too. But like to
Yeah.
do, I always say this, to do a song of somebody is one thing now, but to actually connect with them for the video, man, it just shows the respect now too. Y'all shot this in the Bronx. Y'all didn't even shoot this. This was in the Bronx, man. This is like Cool G.
Yeah.
Like so, it's like,
Yeah.
so what was like that, like actually connecting with him for the video once the song was complete? Because obviously the song ought to be complete before the video was done.
Oh man, that shit, yo, the nigga feet did not touch the concrete.
Oh
He
shit.
levitated. He levitated the whole time he was with him. You know what I'm saying? He was on his car shit. You know what I'm saying? The nigga spit his bars, and it's like, yo, like the Cool G Rap lisp is real, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, even outside of him rhyming, why he talking to you? It's like that potent Cool G Rap lisp is real, bro. And shout out the legend, man. I shook his hand. We broke bread. We drank Henny, and we created a movie, man.
Of course.
Yeah, yo, I'm not supposed to be here from Baltimore. Like, don't forget that. I'm not from New York. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not, none of this is supposed to be happening for me. So, the fact that it happens time and time again, it's weird. It's real weirdo shit. And it's like every time, y'all don't give a fuck what happens. It's like the fact that we here with it is a celebration, because all of this is a miracle. I'm not a New York nigga. So everything that happens, and I collide with legends, is a legendary thing for my city alone. So it's like, this is not supposed to be happening. Now, the rap niggas, I mean, the higher ups, they not gonna bet they bottom dollar on me. I'm not from there. And I
There
get that. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. I'm cool with
they'd be
that.
tripping if they don't,
Nah, I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Gambino shit in Goodfellas. It's like, everything gotta go back to the old country. You know what I mean? That's the only way you could become a made man. So, in our reality with this hip hop shit, I'm not supposed to be a made man. You know what I'm saying? So they looking at me like, who this nigga? And what's going on? So it's like, I understand that shit. But that ain't gonna stop us from, snow plowing through shit.
because like it's one thing when you get a feature from a legend now too, because it literally outshines the artist itself now too. But with your features though, it's like, yo, like It's like you were friends with them for like so long, or like you knew them for so long, man, because it's maybe because you expected them for so long, and when you finally got that moment, it's like, it's what I've been waiting for ever. Like, not only like did you get the Kool G rap, but like, yo, I don't know when you first heard of this guy, but yo, shout out to Cy Giddy, man, yo, because yo, I first got in tune with him through Entourage, out of all places, yo, shout out to
Man.
HBO. But where did you first get in tune with Saigon?
Yo, I got to the Saigon shit with the warning shots.
Those
When he
mixtapes, yeah,
dropped
Bandit
that,
Nation.
yeah, Band of Nation. Dead Prez. When K Slay was co-signing him, you know what I'm saying? I became a huge fan of his. So I told myself, if I ever got a chance to work with the God, that was going to do it. So it's like when I created my own bread, and when these albums started doing what they was doing, and we created budgets. His name was the first. Like, a lot of niggas like, yo, you sure you want to work with him? And I'm like, yo, I'm positive that I want to work with him. So it's like, hey, yo, Saigon was definitely, one of the first people on our on my hit list. So it's just like, yeah, yo, I had to work with him, and it came together, and yo, he killed shit. He definitely did his job, my
Got no
nigga.
features
So,
either. That's another thing. Like, this guy just don't do
yeah.
no random features. That's what I noticed about this guy. Like, he's just not gonna go do. You pay him, he's still not gonna do. But like with this guy, it's called Slot Time, yo. If y'all ain't in tune, yo. This,
Yeah.
yo, like, so when you got the verse back by him, man, what was like your reaction, man? Because this is, y'all know Saigon from a co-sign from Just Blaze, and come on, baby, but this. This, you got him back to like that hardcore Abandoned Nation.
Well, yo, the thing about it is, though, right? So, we sent Saigon the whole shit, and I bumped into him in the physical. So it's like in between getting the verse back, I actually bumped into yo, and we got a chance to really chill, chop it up. You know what I'm saying? And speak on, what everything had, what we wanted to make out of anything. So, when we bumped into Saigon, you know what I mean? It was real chill. And he fucked with me. So it was just like, nah, he was just like, nah, yo, the niggas that I know fuck with you. I fuck with you. So it's just like, yeah, man, like, I'm just on my shit like, nigga. I told him what I tell everybody else. Yo, kill me on the track, my nigga. We'll deal with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we'll deal with it. If you do what you're supposed to be doing, you gonna kill me on the track. So it's just like, yo, getting the verse back and hearing the shit and hearing like the full flip, it was amazing, bro. Like, I'm on the track with Saigon, and it's just like, yeah, like I say, man, this is. This album was our wish list. This was not done for the hip hop consumer. This was for our magnets, so we could put it on our own refrigerator and say we did it. So the fact that people are fucking with it is just like icing on the cake. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that part.
Yeah, so yeah, I like how you say that. Now this is how you know you're doing something right, because I was doing some research before the video, and yo, what you see on YouTube, there's already a bootleg on this album already on YouTube. I don't know if you caught that, but somebody's already bootlegging this album on YouTube.
Yeah, niggas gonna leak my shit. Hey, but you know what? And yo, let's talk about that, because everybody has this. Everybody in our community of hip hop has this. If you drop 100 copies, you're supposed to drop, sell out, and celebrate the selling out. And the labels are getting all of your money, and you sold out. And then it's like 2 weeks from you selling out, you realize that the label does all these secret drops. They replenish your shit.
Oh,
They
we
always have
yo,
more.
I can see. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah,
The
so as us as artists, we celebrate selling out of the physicals, But then we'll watch another motherfucker replenish the shelves with our shit. So if you're paying me to print so many situations up and we're celebrating me selling out, how do you get all these new fucking versions of what we sold out of?
Yeah, I named copies floating around that Otis copy, my ass.
Right. So how about we don't sell out? How about we keep on reintroducing, our brand to the world, and let's not make selling out a thing. You know what I'm saying? And let's make replenishing the shelves independent a thing of ours, bro. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants a cassette deal. Everybody wants a CD deal. Everybody wants a vinyl deal, and everybody wants to sell out. And then we gotta sit with our three fucking copies that the label sends us.
So,
And we gotta watch these motherfuckers sell out shit. I would rather fuck up selling my own shit than to watch another motherfucker just sell out shit. And that's not a slight to labels.
yeah, no,
That's
yeah.
not a slight to artists. That's just me saying, hey, this is our third time around. Let me try to do something different. I don't mind fucking up. And I don't mind another nigga looking at me and saying, oh, well, you didn't do this. You didn't do this. Yeah. We create our own hip hop rules.
That's
That's
it.
that, case closed. And that's all I gotta say about that. Because, I love all of my labels. I love all of my artists. And I love everybody that sells out. But in hip hop, what does it mean when you sell out?
No, because okay, so I like to Mickey Diamond created a goddamn problem with that now too, because
Oh, that's my brother.
that's
The
it.
nigga said, yo, I love him.
Mickey Diamond, he's been on a wild ride. We'll get into that in a minute now. But what I like about your energy now too, you said that about the last time we talked, but always having your vinyl cassette to start, because you don't want that to last for that moment. You want that to last for years through time, not just oh, okay, we're just doing this for a 2 week run. No, you want this to last for years, because I remember you saying that about the vinyl dropouts and people's like, yo, I want another
Yeah.
copy. So I remember they fucked up on the Ivory Stoop. Remember that whole the first time around, yo?
Bro, I remember, yeah, and the fact that my music is a guinea pig for so many different, milestones, that says something to me, because it's just like, okay, if you're going to gamble on me, number one, thank you. But number two, what if it went left? You know what I'm saying? What am I left with? And then, it's just like, me being an artist, it's like so many people with IG and social media, it's a thin wall between the consumer and being able to reach the artist direct.
Sure.
So many people that support me and my brand. They want to know, are you going to do a repress of this? Are you going to do a repress of that? And I'm a grown fucking man. So it's just like, sometimes it hurts my heart to not be able to answer these motherfuckers because I don't know what a label wants to do.
Yeah, it's like what do
Nah,
you gotta
bro.
hurt?
I want to build with my team, and I want to tell niggas, nah, yo, if the streets want me to repress that shit, I'm going to repress that shit. If you want more of it, I'm gonna give you more of it. So it's just like, what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, yo, Javante Davis, if he could sell out an arena, that's one thing. But if I could keep fucking pressing some shit, I want to fucking, yo, I want the, I want, I want your cup to be bottomless, bro. I want to keep fucking replenishing the shelves. And I want to keep introducing someone to what it is I do. And I don't want it to always have to be, the kibbles that we get off of the streaming. But, we're still a work in progress. We're still trying to figure it out. Who figured out the music industry? No fucking body. So, We're still trying to figure this thing out. But my thing is, nigga, I want every fucking body to own some of my music.
And that's
Do
always
it hand in
because
tongue.
it gets more out there. It's like the spread of infection, but the good kind, if you catch
There
my
you go. Yeah. So when 10 motherfuckers tell 20 more motherfuckers about it, I don't want to have to go to the label and say, "Hey, bro, 500 pe more people know about the music."
It's true, though.
The fucking facts.
It's your art. So why you have to go to
It's
some?
mine. It's our shit.
Yeah.
It's our shit. When I sit and watch another motherfucker get emotional about what I do with my music, that's how I know we doing something right.
That's true. Because, like, even with this, like, album now too, what I like to say, like, this album is like the magnum opus now too. With this one now too, you just like get, like I said, better and better. But it's like these features were on the album. Like I really can see Tank Garcia walking out to Endgame because yo, the world ain't ready for Baltimore.
They not, bro. They not. They not. They not. And like I say, like, let's push the rewind button. You know, I don't mind saying this. Yo, my city is not supposed to be where it's at. You know what I'm saying? And the only way you're going to hear my city is via cosign. If one of these big entities were to say, "All right, let me get this guy and put him in the forefront." There's nobody that's, well, I'll say this. There's nobody independent that's, walking this uphill climb. Everybody is signed.
But with the
There's.
song that you have now too, like they don't have this classic 90s essence like trilogy. Because like if you
There
listen
you go. Yeah.
to
Yeah. They don't. They don't. They don't. They don't. And that's not to slight them, you know what I'm saying? Because I know what it is, bro. Like I know what it is, and I know what it's like to try to keep up in the music industry. You know, it's a lot of strings attached, and then nobody's going to invest in you unless you're doing something. You know, it's like, yo, can we make money off this nigga? All right. So
because
if it's a motherfucker we can make money off of, let's do it. And I'm not that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that nigga. You know what I'm saying? We believe in ourselves. Don't depend on making money off me, because the niggas that I want to make money off my brand is going to make money off my brand. And you know what I'm saying? That's what we here for. We here to do what the fuck we want and get our money and get out the game. That's all.
well, and also leave the impact now too, because like you know, even like okay, this is every artist's dream to work with. Yo, rest in peace, Prodigy, man, because yo, if Prodigy was here, man, yo, Prodigy would have been on this album now too. But the second single, this is the one, like literally, once you get into this, I like to shout out to my Sun, yes, he likes to call this the invisible renaissance. But once you jump into this underground world, you know, we see like the legends, like the alchemists. You know, like the Mobb Deep. So the second single, this is the one we all been waiting for, Havoc of Mobb Deep. So
Yeah.
how was this? Because this is a moment in time right here with this one, the wise kid, the kid and the wise.
The wise a lot kid. The wise a
Oh
lot
yeah,
kid.
the kid. Yes, my bad.
No, it's all good. It's all good. No. Like I said, bro, a conversation just like this one, and it'd be laughs and jokes and like, yo, what if I could get Havoc on that shit?
No,
It just
like
sounds like some mob shit, right? And it's like, yo, what if we could get Havoc for that shit? And niggas will laugh and look at each other and then straighten their face and say, yo, fuck it, let's do it. Nobody believes in us anyway. So what if we were to do it? And then when we do it, it's like, damn, it's for us, bro. It's not for them. This is not for it's not for them. Suppose before you got a camera, a platform, your mic, and did your insight. Suppose you were to sit with your homeboy and say, yo, Suppose you say, yo, I want to be a fucking hip hop journalist. Right. And then you want to pass him the grass. And then you was to say, nah, bro, I'm serious. I want to interview somebody such as Rock Moss,
Yes, sir.
Al Divino, ST-Nat, West Side Gunn, Griselda. And then you would have done it. That's my life right now, bro. So salute to you for following your fucking dream. Because right now, you are a hip hop journalist talking to a hip hop artist.
Yes, sir.
We made that shit happen. Yup.
I
Fuck.
mean, we've been covering you since,
Yeah.
like I we stoop because like even with this one, like we don't get albums like this. Like I said, we definitely don't anymore. So when you actually have a song of havoc, I feel like you don't even listen to other people's music. You listen around, listen to like your own music. It's like yo, like because like I can see yourself actually taking yourself out the artist zone and putting yourself with the fannies when you're listening to your own music because this is stuff that you want to hear because I like what you said. This is for you.
Yeah. Well, and that's exactly what's going on because, I don't want to conform to everything that's winning, quote unquote, or the thing to do, quote unquote. It's still shit that, like we had a third chapter to get done. So while hip hop is evolving, I could have put down that third chapter and said, no, yo, hip hop ain't even about what the third chapter is about. Let's do away with it. But I couldn't do that. I had to let hip hop do what the fuck it's going to do. We still got work to do on the third chapter. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yo, the fuck? Why the culture is changing? Why the sound is changing? And why artists are changing? Oh yeah, we still gotta complete what we started. So it's just like, what do you really build off of, and what are you really inspired by when you're still stuck in this time frame and everybody has moved on, they doing this, they doing EPs with the popular producers and they're standing next to the popular guy, and here we are still chasing the sound in the 90s. It's like, nah, yo, we gotta spar each other. We gotta really be inspired by each other, and we really gotta keep that tunnel vision and keep creating grimy sound, grimy lyrics, and that shit, because it's like, how hip hop is about breaking the rules, if you ask me.
That's true.
I see a bunch of fuck niggas following rules. And they independent artists.
That's true.
All right, so shit, nigga. I mean, make that make sense, nigga. If we gonna cut class, let's cut class, nigga. If we gonna break the fucking law, nigga, let's break the law, my nigga. We ain't gonna do it in a good way. No, we breaking the law.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The fuck?
I
If
hear what you mean, though.
we gonna be independent, if we gonna go against everything that's what's going on, nigga, let's do that shit for real, nigga. The fuck? If we gonna smoke cigarettes, if you know what I mean, if I'm a smoke cigarettes with my delinquent friends, nigga, you might as well twist some weed up, nigga. We breaking the law now. Fuck it. We ain't in school. We broke. We cut in class, bro. The fuck? Let's steal the car, bro. Let's do it. That's it. Yeah, man. That's
But like,
how we acting. We outside. No fuck.
so even like, somebody who's watched your career for the last 5 years now too, I remember there was a time before the Umbrella Collective. Now, I was like, I remember when that whole, that Wu-Tang, drama came up when they all had everyone's faces on the umbrella forever. Yo, so how did J. Royale become a part of this You know what? Umbrella is literally the biggest thing in this Renaissance right now. So what was Jay Royale's perception?
Well, yo, if okay, so let's keep that shit a buck. If you've been following J Royale, if you've been following J Royale, and you know what I'm saying, a lot of niggas that say that, you know, they knew the Umbrella, you know, and been following them. So me and Pro Dillinger would talk. I probably 30 minutes out of every day, we would just talk hip hop, right? So Jamil Honesty put me on to Snotty. Okay. So Snotty, yo, now even though me and Pro would talk about ramen, it's like he was finding his own way and I was finding my own way. But we was just niggas that was fucking with each other. Yo, you're a solid nigga and I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Snotty, like, yo, Jay, fuck all the dumb shit. Jump on this. So, you know, it was a Mallory Knox joint. And So jumped on that shit. Shit came out to be fire. And then it started to be, now I'm talking to Pro, now I'm talking to Snotty, you know, so you know what I'm saying? Now we talking. And then Pro had hit me one day, and don't ever think that, you know, me and this nigga talked for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, no.
Nah, bro, we talking about probably a good year of me and this nigga really building with each other. And then, you know, the squad that I was rocking with, you know, they had a little discrepancies going on. So now I'm outside and you know, I'm a solo artist and I'm trying to find my way. And you know, my motherfucking nigga Pro like, nah, nigga, as long as I'm around, you ain't never gonna be dolo. You always got a real nigga in me. And there you go, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just they like, yo, well, the door open. All you gotta do is walk in. So, you know what I'm saying? Started building with them niggas. And then, you know what I'm saying? That's when Mickey, you know what I'm saying? Me and Mickey, we started rocking with each other. And then, you know, Mickey just started, you know, bubbling his shit. And you know, the rest is history. Niggas see what's going on with them niggas. And I really feel like with me and the Umbrella, I really feel like we haven't even got started yet. Because niggas know that I'm affiliated with them. Niggas know I'm affiliated with them. But you know what I'm saying? They respectfully, and I respect for them, I respect them niggas for saying, all right, yo, you take care of that third installment. And then we go and put you into the game. So it's like, yeah, yo, respectfully, and no, don't get it twisted, because we got tracks sprinkled around. But like,
Of course.
yeah, man, like the real damage haven't even been, like, we ain't even start really, you know, like throwing the darts like that. So it's coming together.
Yo, I like how you cleared that up because that was the one thing I noticed. Because like one of the things that I wanted was like the Umbrella Posse cut on this album now too. But like, but I was wondering now too. I'm like, so did he have to talk and like, listen, I gotta get this third installment. This is for me, and then we're gonna do.
Nah, bro. I take all responsibility for that, because them niggas is like, nah, Jay, now. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got this. You know what I'm saying? I got this going on. They like, no. Respectfully, you take care of that. And then, you know, you remember the Warriors? They holding the bottles like Warriors. You know what I mean? They like, yo, after you take care of that, they can come out and play.
Oh shit.
So, you know what I'm saying? Now that I've caught myself up, you know what I'm saying? It's free game. You know, I've talked to niggas. You know, I popped up on the No Lick at the 12 shit for Mitt. Then they dropped the one shit. And you know what I'm saying? You know, I didn't make the cut because I didn't show. That wasn't them. That was me. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, I was still putting together the pieces. Showed up on the Substance shit. You know what I mean? Went to Cali, and We've been putting it together, and don't never get it twisted. I mean, we all still on real nigga time. You know what I'm saying? So, somebody gonna be late. Somebody gonna, I take that responsibility. But nah, my niggas know what's going on, and I'm transparent about what goes on with that shit. So, that's why I really feel like it ain't even get started yet with what I got for the big 19 niggas, and them niggas been holding shit down, nigga. So it's
Oh,
like I'm not
yes.
that nigga that they, it's not, it's not like a yo, they need me. It's not like a they need a J-Roy. No, we, this is a gang of good niggas that just wanna get together and do rapper things. No, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, nah, yo, them niggas is going stupid. And it's like I see a thing, and it's like, oh, yo, let me take care of this shit so I could jump into the round robin of, what they got going on and shit, because I definitely wanna be a part, you know what I'm saying? I definitely wanna rap with my niggas cause they believe in me. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, salute the big yo, salute them niggas. Bro, Snotty. Motherfucking, you know what I mean? Pro Snotty, motherfucking Mickey, Sub, all them niggas, man. We, you know what I mean? We lit.
Trying to set a Dallas right there. Yo, but like even like with this now too, like that now it makes more sense from a fan's perspective that the second last called Endgame. Because
End game. Talk about it. Talk about it.
I was wondering, I was like, why would he call the second last track Endgame now too? But after this conversation, now I understand that this wasn't for us. This was for you. This was for breaking all barriers in Baltimore now too. But like,
Yeah.
I say after the whole, yo, you're a capo, man. You're my guy right there. You're always gonna be my guy. But yo, Jern the Locks and Dipset, man. Yo, I don't know what the hell is going on, man. Yo, but shout out to Dipset, those are my guys right there. But for you to get, Styles P on one of your records after the acclaimed, because do you think that they got more the respect that they deserved after that versus?
I think the fact that they got that versus that the respect was there, they just they solidified they shit in concrete, because it's like, come on, yo, come on, we the locks. I mean, what
Well,
the
because I
fuck?
knew, like I knew they were
Right.
legends, but for them to like what they did during that night with the stage presence, because like we weren't there, but we seen it through like the TV, and it felt like we were there. We don't
Right,
get before.
and not for nothing, but the Styles P shit came way before the Versus shit. Like I say, I've been working on this album for 2 years, bro. So the fact that we just dropped it, and everything that came about, man, all of this shit is, it's just. Is everything accumulated? You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, imagine how I felt sitting on a verse from this man
And you watching this?
and watching history being made, bro. And motherfuckers like, yo, drop now. Again, the hip hop rules. It's like, yo, drop now. It's gonna make you hot. And it's like, oh, yo, it's a piece of the puzzle. You know what I'm saying? I can't do this and then do that. So it all had to come together, and we had to really, we had to watch that snowball turn into the wrecking ball that it is now.
Because like I like where there are their fan base, they're very loyal. So there's every Styles P verse. There may be the one guy who never heard of you, and they find that Endgame song because of you. It's like, yo, this guy's like, yo, how come I never heard it? Like, if this was during the 90s, this guy would have been solidified like Raekwon, AZ, like not even to like Brent, like even AZ. Like, bro, you got this record with AZ and DJ Clips from Nonfiction. Like, Jesus Christ, like, yo. I want more AZ and J. Yo, when I heard that shit, I'm like, yo, this was like Obi-Wan and Anakin Skywalker, like, shredded up.
Yeah,
This shit
yo.
was amazing.
Yeah, I met AZ. I met AZ twice in my life. And every time I bumped into the God, it's just like, yo, he reconfirmed the fact, like, he's one of the reasons why I wanna be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, yo, the style, the swag, the entity, you know what I'm saying? He's one of those niggas that it's just like, all right, yo, this is what I want to do with myself. And you know what I'm saying? The way that he shakes and moves in the industry, it's like, yo, it's unbreakable. You know what I'm saying? It's undeniable. It's undeniable.
You know, like how much
AZ,
time,
you know what I'm
like,
saying?
get chills when you hear Uncut Raw? Like after all these, I still get chills when
Oh,
you just
man.
hear.
I still, yo, that still makes me want to write. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm not so skit, no clap, no killing shit throughout the metro.
Oh,
Killing
I get chills every
shit out
time,
throughout the
man.
metro. Yeah, yo, Uncut Raw, my nigga. And then hold on, let me see you that. Let me raise you one because, then I'll be building with, Buck Wild. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
And like,
sir.
all right, let's take it. Let's go a step further. I'm a Pisces. Buck Wild is a Pisces. And AZ is a Pisces. Nigga, not only are all three of us Pisces, my nigga AZ is the ninth. I'm the 10th. And Buck Wild is like the 22nd or something. Now, I know my shit, man. It's
Yeah,
deeper than what niggas think,
that's
man.
that spiritual connection right there. That's that
Man, it's
destiny.
deeper than what niggas think, man. For real, yo. So when you think about all the talent, that comes with an AZ, the legacy that comes with an AZ, what it is I'm trying to put together, and then the long conversations and the guidance that comes from a Buck Wild. Oh, man, who else talking like that, bro?
I think Buck Wild actually brought you up when I interviewed him now too, because he was saying he said two artist names, and I'm pretty sure he said J. Rule. I gotta read a lesson to that video. I'll send it to you. But yeah, brought
Yeah,
you up.
but nah, yo. Fun fact, yo. It's crazy. It's crazy, yo. This Criminal Discourse, Criminal Discourse was originally supposed to be fully produced by Buck Wild.
Oh, yo. So,
Yeah, this
yo,
was.
is there a version of this fully produced by Buck Wild that exists or not?
don't
You can just say you have it, but there is no.
Nah, I ain't about to say it, hold you, but nah,
Oh,
so yeah, it's like, yo, I got stories for days, man. Two and a half years ago, me and Buck is like, all right, let's do this thing, right? So I say, yo, I already know what I want to do with you, bro. I already know what I want to do with you, and I know the concept of where I want to go with it, and I know how I want to navigate through it. You know what I'm saying? And it's at the moment, I think at the moment, let me get my thoughts right. At the moment, him and Rashee Chappell just had dropped, and that shit was a masterpiece. That shit was a masterpiece. So they was running around with that, and then he had dropped, and that was the first joint that I did with Buck. Was on his album, so then we was trading, we was moving the chess pieces, and I think what Buck wanted to do at the moment and what I wanted to do at the moment, it was kind of, I still, it just he was trying to level himself up and I was trying to level myself up, but realistically, we both are already starting off on two different levels. You Buck Wild, I'm fucking Jay Royale. So it's like his level up and my level up, they was gonna be different anyway. So it was just like, I still speak to my nigga. You know what I mean? And it's just like, His level up was different than my level up, and you know, if both his level up worked, mine worked. So it's just like, yeah, man. I don't think that I don't think that the theme and the darkness was part of his level up at the moment. You know what I mean? Like that nigga was, man, that nigga destined for Grammys at that time. So it was like, here I come, I'm still grimy and shit. So, you
That's
know.
what I like about him. He'll go back, he'll work with the Grammy nominated artist, and he'll go back and work with the most unknown underground artist. And it's like, yo, how come we never heard of this guy before?
Yeah. And you know, it could, you know, it could have easily went that way. But you know what I'm saying? It's just like that just go back to the do I gamble on this nigga? You know, does he have what it takes
Oh, yeah, I know, I
to
get that.
create a level up for me? And this is like that's real. So it's just like I think after this album, let me show in the world that I can be your level up if you were to invest in me. You know, it could be different. So you never know.
What I notice about your albums now, too, for the last three, you have this, you know, this no chorus DJ Scratch. Classic samples, but like, yo, it just, yo, it sounds like, yo, some of these like courses sounds like literally like Nas, like, yo, Nas should have been on this, or the AZ would have been on this. So, did you want to do this for the third installment, having that same theme throughout the first two onto the third one? Like, did that only make sense?
Well, to an extent, yeah, because this is like,
DJ
you know,
Grasshopper's back on this one as well.
yeah. I mean, you know, it's certain motherfuckers that aren't going to go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, when we venture out and when we try new things, you know, I still want to keep the family, you know, a family. But I know that. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I
no,
know
it's
that. Nah. So, you know, when we try new things, it's just like this is that like to me, like let's I want to be as transparent as I can be. The AZ shit, that's my version of a hit.
not true. That's very
You
true.
know, that could easily be radio.
Yeah, that's why I said I
The
want more of that because it has those records that it's like, yo, this should be played on partner. Yo, I can see that being played on GTA 6.
Yeah, man, a fucking and but then you got, you know, then you got the Mobb Deep, you know, then you got Half, and it's just like, you know, in the realm of hip hop that we do, that could be a hit
Yeah, sure.
because it's like there's no such thing as a hit anymore. It's just what you deem as your hit. So it's just like, you know. This kind of is the evolution of J Royale. So yes, I didn't want to keep the same energy for this third installment because I feel like if you already know what it is I do, and you already like what it is we've done, this is the trilogy chapter. This is all right. After this, you know, this will be my guidance on what'll be next for the J Royale, you know, thing. And it's like we already found, I already see the lily pad that I'm about to jump onto next. But you know, I wanted in a whole world full of EPs, I wanted niggas to know that I could drop solid albums,
Like
you
classic
know.
albums of
And
work because that when that
yeah, you know what I'm
passed.
saying? Yeah, that type of shit. And I wanted niggas to know that, you know, I'm capable of giving niggas a well-rounded album and can keep up with, you know, like no budget. Like let's say somebody say, yo, J Boy, yeah, what you wanna do? Everything that you cut off of me, I already did it with my niggas. So it's just like, you know, you can't sell me nothing. You know what I mean?
I still go back and play Lime and Ski Rack off the first, yo. Oh my God.
Love that shit. Yeah,
All right,
a
that's
lot of
George, y'all
shit.
need to go back and listen to that
Yeah.
second where we break down that album. That's classic right there. So.
But no, this is just kind of like the evolution of, the art, the mentality, the street, so to speak, because, like I say, hip hop is evolving, my niggas. It's only so long a nigga could be in the trap, you know what I'm saying? Or, or speak on it. So it's just like, this is pretty much, all right, we did that, and now we about to get back into the bars, the metaphors, and, letting niggas know that we can rhyme too.
Now with this now too, before we wrap it up now too, I love when the classic story that you shared today now too. But my most favorite story that you ever shared was the Snow Goons one, when you took them to go eat fried chicken in the herd, man. There. Yeah, I'm gonna put that clip in here so y'all can just play it right now, y'all.
You know, he had the Snow Goons eating fried chicken in his living room. I'm like, word?
Yo, that's a whole fam. Yo, I got my girl behind me, man. We had the Snow Goons. Hey, yo, you funny as shit for saying it. Yo, you, this is a narwhal. It's like narwhal. All right, yo, so check this out. The funny fucking story, right? So, the Snow Goons, so we knew, me and my nigga Ill Conscious, we knew they was going to show up, right?
Yes.
So I get a text, and I'm like, all right, so where y'all at? So they was like, all right, so we across the street at the liquor store. So I'm like, he said, yo, we knew we was there because the shit looked like the wire. Look, hey, quiet is kept, right? Like, this not going to be aired. But these niggas were sitting in the fucking trap. So I'm like, no, yo, get from over there. Y'all got to come closer. I say, yo, y'all in the wrong. I say, y'all can't be parked there too long. Y'all got to come on over here. So then they came through. They came over. We shot the video. So it was like, look, bro, where to get some good chicken at? I'm like, oh, my fucking God. I'm like, yo, I got the Snow Goons in fucking Baltimore eating chicken. We came back to my crib and we was just fucking eating chicken. And yo, let me tell you something. The stories that they told me about touring.
Oh, I bet.
And, oh, my God. That, and I say this respectfully, the video fire, the music fire, fuck all that. The storytelling and eating chicken in my fucking crib, that's what I took from it. You know what I'm saying? And yo,
yeah,
a lot of niggas, man. Shout out to man, new DJ Illegal. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all niggas.
So what's the, before I let you go, what's the most weirdest thing that you've seen in your career that's happened to you as an artist now too? It could be like it's like on stage, print somebody in the crowd, somebody like acting mad. Not what was the weirdest thing that you've seen since you've been an artist?
Niggas that say they love me just hate. They just hate. They hate what I'm doing. That's the weirdest shit, nigga. Like yesterday, you love me, now you hate me. But nah, I'm just kidding. But that's real. But yeah, that shit is really real.
I know exactly what you mean.
But I think the weirdest, the weirdest thing that I've seen doing this rap shit, I don't know. I think people latching on is very fucking weird to me, bro. I just think that in hindsight, I always knew that we had something, but I never thought that it'd be where it is, and we still have a lot of work to do, but this is some of the weirdest shit that I've ever seen. You know, being a name that's being mentioned is weird to me, because this is the blessing. You know, I used to only rhyme for my moms, and I used to just write raps and spit them to her. And, she would tell me how she felt about them. And now that people across the world are hearing it, liking it and want to work with me, I think that's a little bit, that's weird to me. You know what I'm saying? Even though that I'm embracing it, it's still a little weird because it's like, how can I show my utmost, appreciation?
No, yeah, I know what you
but,
mean.
Man.
It's something new that you didn't see coming. So it's like, I
totally
get that.
Right. And then it's just like, even though people are fucking with me, I got to disregard a lot of the suggestions because I want to stay grounded and I want to stay, I want to stay hungry and inspired, to make more of what it is I think the people like. And at the same motion, I got to be like, yo, fuck what they like. I got to do what's right for me. You know what I mean? Because I mean, it could come and go at any time. So I don't want it to go and me feel like I didn't say something or I didn't do it my way. You know what I'm saying?
No, but you did do it your way, and that's what we got these three classic installments. So, yo,
there you go. Yeah, man.
If y'all made it this far, man, I encourage you to go listen to these three albums. And if you want to hear to us talk about these three albums, you're the first two entries on YouTube. You're Jay Royale. You got anything you want to say before I let you go, my guy?
Thank you for listening, motherfucking the Ivy Stoop, the Baltimore Housing Project, Criminal Discourse, the Trilogy Chapter. We 3 for 3, niggas. My niggas, the trifecta. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are saying great things. Yo, thank everybody. Everybody that band camping it right now. We dropping physicals right now. In another week, we gonna have the vinyl shit up. We gonna have the motherfucking DSP shits popping. Y'all know how we gotta drop this shit because we still in the
I'm getting my vinyl.
Yeah,
yo,
man.
Put the links in this Bandcamp below. Y'all support my.
Yo, I'm an East Baltimore nigga with a stupid pen. That's it and that's all, my nigga. The fuck, don't judge me. Just listen, you know what I'm saying? You can tell me your arguments in the comments.
Yo, if that being said, yo, this Optimus Prime, Optimus, Opium Optimus is great. I gotta edit that out. Yo, but my guy ain't coming back. Yo, Jay Rio, you stay safe, man. And yo, this is gonna be just the start of your career. And we out.
Yo, the trilogy chapter, yo. Thank y'all, man. Jay Royale, JayRoyale, Instagram, Facebook, IG, fucking YouTube,
all
Spotify.
In the
list,
yo.
Yeah, yo, follow the link in my motherfucking bio. Love y'all.
And yo, we out, Jay Royale. You stay safe, my guy.